Isn't it the case that sometimes parents hold great expectations, dreams that they have for their children? The mother who wants her daughter to be something even better, a doctor, a lawyer, a leader in the community. The father who wants for his son to have his own business or to be an executive, a wealthy executive. And so whether the parent says a lot or says a little, there can be this pressure all throughout childhood and into adulthood. Whether it's spoken or not, there's this parental approval for every notch that the child actually succeeds in getting a little bit higher, a little bit more prestige in the school or certifications or in the promotions. And whether it's said or not, some level of parental disapproval for every failure to attain. Parents can bring to us a confusing mixture of both care as well as ambition. I want you to succeed so that you can be secure, so that things will be well for you. But it can be sometimes ambition cloaked with affection. It's for your good that I want you to advance and to ascend. This morning, you come to a table set by a father who has great ambitions for you and great affection for you. And if you come to this table knowing Jesus Christ, your father's ambitions have been fully achieved for you. You've moved up. You've been placed higher. You've been promoted. You have a seat in heaven's leadership. And that advancement was attained by the merits of Jesus Christ, your brother who loved you very much. Your elder brother loves you, and he excelled, and he gave the benefits of his good work to you. You come to this table highly favored, highly placed, and highly loved. In this meal, we take bread. Jesus, the Son of God, became the Son of Man so that he could bear the sins of men. And in this meal, we take wine. Jesus would die for your sins so that you could live. And so when you take this supper, this is what you're saying. You're saying the Father and the Son wanted me at this table, and they conspired to make it happen through the power of the Spirit. Jesus arranged this new Passover meal, and he says, "Do this in remembrance of what I did, in remembrance of me, and I am going to promote and further the new life in you as you do this, as you take the bread and take the wine." If you've come to know God the Father and Jesus Christ his Son through the work of the Spirit, and if you are a member in good standing of a gospel-believing church, we invite you to come and to take this supper. But if you don't know Jesus in this way, we're very thankful that you'd be with us today. We don't want you to take the supper, but we invite you just to take it in. Sit back, just take in the sight and the sound of what we're doing. If you have questions, we'd love to talk more about it. You are welcome to be here among us. Now, let's pray together. Lord, we pray that as we do what we do with the bread and the wine and the word, we pray that by your Spirit you would nourish us, that you would bring Christ into us in a greater way. We need that to happen. We pray that you would do it, and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.